Unit 2. A Barrel of Laughs. Pages 54 to 56.
The Mouse. Adapted from a story by Saki. Theodoric Wohler grew up with a mother who did everything for him. She wanted to protect her son from all the problems and difficulties in life. So Theodoric never learned to be independent. Even as a middle-aged man, he had great difficulty in making decisions and had no idea how to get along in the real world. Even a train ride was a challenge for him. One day, Theodoric was coming home by train after staying at a country inn. The owners of the inn forgot to order a pony carriage to take Theodoric to the train station, so he had to get the pony ready himself. How awful! The stable was dirty and full of mice, and Theodoric was disgusted by the terrible smell. At the train station, Theodoric felt uncomfortable because he smelled of horses and mice. Luckily, the only other person in the compartment on the train was a lady about the same age as he was. It seemed to him that she was sleeping. The journey would take about an hour. Theodoric was glad that he had a little peace and quiet. But it was not long before he realized that he was not really alone with the sleeping lady. He was not even alone in his own clothes. There was a warm, creeping movement going up his leg. He realized that there was a mouse in his trousers. He tried stamping and shaking his leg wildly, trying to find some way of putting an end to the situation. But the mouse would not leave. He knew he had to take off his trousers to get rid of the mouse, but that would be so embarrassing. The mouse was running up his leg wildly with excitement. Theodoric knew he had to make the most difficult decision of his life. Theodoric was turning red in the face, but he knew he had no choice. He couldn't imagine leaving the mouse in his trousers for a whole hour. So he quickly tied the ends of a railway blanket to the sides of the compartment to make a curtain. In this very small dressing room, he quickly took off his trousers. The mouse jumped out onto the blanket, pulling it down to the floor. The noise woke the lady and she opened her eyes. Theodoric panicked. His trousers! He grabbed the blanket and pulled it up over his body and fell into the corner of his seat. His face turned red from embarrassment as he waited for the lady to scream for help. The lady, however, sat and stared silently at him. How much had she seen? What in the world must she think of him? "I think I have caught a cold," he said, not knowing what else to say. "Really, I am sorry," she answered. A few minutes passed and Theodoric decided to try the truth. "Are you afraid of mice?" he asked, growing redder and redder. "Only if there are lots of them. Why do you ask?" "I had one crawling inside my clothes just now," said Theodoric. "It was a very embarrassing situation." "It must have been," she replied. "I had to get rid of it while you were asleep," he continued. Then he added, "That's what caused me to be like this. How could getting rid of one little mouse cause you to catch a cold?" she asked. Theodoric was shocked. It seemed that the lady was enjoying his situation. She was making fun of him. He felt totally embarrassed, sitting there wrapped in the blanket. How was he going to get his trousers back on? With every minute that passed, the train was getting closer to the station, and he was thinking of all the people that would see him like this. "I think we are getting closer now to the station," she said. Not knowing what to do, but too afraid to let more people see him, Theodoric threw the blanket off and madly put on his trousers. He had a choking feeling in his throat, His heart was beating loudly. He dared not look at the lady while he did this and quickly sat back into his seat, dressed but dizzy and almost hysterical. The train slowed down, and the woman spoke. "Would you be so kind," she asked, "as to get me a cab when we get to the station? I feel badly asking you when you're feeling sick, but I'm blind, and I feel very helpless at a railway station."